It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Native Americans have lived in the area now called Wisconsin for over 12,000 years. And throughout this time, Native people built sacred burial mounds.
According to the State Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin has a large number of ancient burial and effigy mounds, but many have been destroyed or impacted by development.
We'll talk with an archaeologist in Dodge County who's leading efforts to clean up mound sites by carefully removing invasive vegetation.
But first, two mounds were recently rediscovered on the property of Milwaukee's oldest operating cemetery. The cemetery is currently working with tribal members on a plan to preserve and care for the mounds.
Sarah Tomlin is executive director of the Forest Home Historic Preservation Association for the Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum in Milwaukee. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
These two mounds at Forest Home Cemetery, they are ancient. They have a long history in Wisconsin, but they are recently coming before our attention. How did you become aware of the mounds?
Well, we are a historic site. And we do tours. We have about 17 docents that do historical tours. And one of our docents wanted to be accurate about where the mounds were that Increase Lapham had mapped out. So we got in touch with Bill Quackenbush, tribal leader from the Ho-Chunk. And he came out and we said, this is the original 72 acres that Increase Lapham designed.
And Increase Lapham is the civil engineer pioneer.
Yes. I mean, he's Wisconsin's first naturalist. He wrote several books by the time he was 25. He did so many amazing things. But he also, probably like less important for him in his life, he designed the first 72 acres of the cemetery. And he also was a city surveyor at the time. And so he mapped out a lot of the indigenous mounds that were in the area before they were developed. We knew that there were two conical mounds that had resided on the original 72 acres from maps that he had designed. And so we brought out Bill Quackenbush to take a look at it to see if he could interpret whether those mounds still existed or at least give us an idea of kind of where they were. He came out in February of 2023, and he basically said, here's a mound and here's a mound. And it was very quick that he was able to interpret that. And I went into the office at the cemetery where we have our individual site maps. We have over 50 sections in the cemetery, and these were in section 15 and 19. And those maps, the burials are in a round form. So it's our theory that these were actually designed by Increase Lapham in order to preserve the mounds.
Wow.
Because that is not a very efficient way to bury people.
Right, right. So how are you then working with tribal community members to create a plan to care for these mounds into the future?
Well, so far we have let the Wisconsin Repatriation Tribal Repatriation Committee know about it. We've talked to the Wisconsin Historical Society. We've been working with the Native American professor and American history professor, Dr. Brian Reinflesch, and also Dr. Jennifer Haas, who works at UWM in the anthropology department. We have not done anything yet. We have not made any decisions at this point. What we're doing now is we're going to be reaching out to all the stakeholders, and we have sort of the framework for a cultural resource plan so that we are able to do this in the correct way. And at this point, nothing's happened.
What do you mean by stakeholders? Who are the stakeholders?
Stakeholders would be people who are tribal nations. Also, we have burials in those mounds. So we have family members who are also part of those mounds. So being able to have all of the groups have some input into the interpretation of the site.
Can you talk about more what you learned about these mounds and their formation?
Well, they're conical mounds, and I think the earliest conical mounds date back as far as 500 BC. They are mortuary mounds. I mean, they were for the purpose of burial, is my understanding. And they're a part of a larger group, like about 50 other mounds in the area. And this area, the settlers called the Indian Fields. And so it was an area that was occupied by people who were Native American.
So, you know, as you go forward here, how does this impact the cemetery's capacity for burials or your placement of future burials? I mean, this is, you know, two sections you're talking about, but you have dozens of sections.
Well, I mean, this is in the areas that are the mounds. Mm-hmm. They are some of our earliest burials. So the sections had their first burials in 1854. The cemetery dates back to 1850. And the most recent burial that's occurred in those spaces is in the 1960s. So it's been quite a while since we've had any burials in those areas. I mean, we are a National Historic Site. We are tasked with, you know, remembering people and also making sure that burial areas are protected. So I feel like this is completely in our wheelhouse, and it's a very good place to have these mounds. And so we're going to be, you know, talking to family members and talking to tribal leaders about how we can come to some agreement on the best way to interpret the site. Because I know this is something that's been very challenging for lots of other mounds in the state, and doing it right and making it, whether it's signage or not, how we interpret it. We definitely, as a historic site and as a place that does tours, we do field trips too with children. So we look at this as an opportunity to have that educational component too.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
That is Sarah Tomlin, Executive Director of the Forest Home Historic Preservation Association for the Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum in Milwaukee. Two mound discoveries there raising new questions about preservation efforts. And now we're joined by Kurt Sampson, Director and Curator for the Dodge County Historical Society Museum. He's also an interpretive volunteer at the Effigy Mounds National Monument and founder of the Effigy Mounds Initiative. Kurt, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Good morning. You have a long history in carrying out preservation work for burial and effigy mounds around the state. What does that involve?
Well, basically, it involves identifying sites out there that are not protected by the Burial Sites Protection Act fully, which was enacted back in 1985-86 by Governor Thompson. And what I do basically with our group is we go around the state and we work with private and public landowners that have mound sites on their property. We approach those landowners and we offer to help get those mounds properly cataloged with the Office of the State Archaeologist, with the State Historical Society, with Amy Rosebro, Dr. Rosebro. That way they're cataloged burial sites and they are afforded the full protection of the Burial Sites Protection Act. And what a lot of landowners don't realize in the state is that if you have a mound site on your property and you have an archaeologist like myself come and get that site cataloged, that you can get a tax reduction on that portion of your property taxes. So there is incentive for landowners to help preserve the remaining mounds that are in the state. And then the other half of what we do is we go and we assess the site for best care practices to care for that mound site. Oftentimes these mound sites are overgrown with invasive woody plant species like buckthorn and honeysuckle and garlic mustard and things like that. And so I organize work crews to go out and help take care for the site, to take that those woody invasives off the site, and especially off the top of the mounds, which can be detrimental to the mounds, and any large trees that might be on top of mounds. Eventually those trees get old and they will fall over and uproot the mounds, so we take the trees off the mounds as well.
Kurt, when mounds are located in, say, a cemetery or in a forest parkland situation, is that more helpful to be able to institute best care practices to preserve those mounds well into the future?
Well, sure. There are several cemeteries around the state of Wisconsin that actually contain ancient burial mounds. And by and large, most of these cemeteries around the state have recognized those mounds as such and are caring for them by keeping trees off of them, keeping the vegetation down on the top of them. And we actually have one in Dodge County that's just a couple miles down the road, where we have two large panther effigy mounds in a cemetery. It's called the Highland Prairie Cemetery. And the county does a good job of taking care of those mounds. So in a lot of cases, the Effigy Mounds Initiative hasn't really done a lot of work with cemeteries, just because those sites are pretty well maintained. Most of the time, though, there's not interpretive signage on those sites that are indicating that these are mounds.
You recently received an award from the Wisconsin Historical Society for your work at Nitschke Mounds in Dodge County with the 46 documented effigy mounds there. Can you tell us about that project and your work there in preservation of this mounds group?
Sure. When I came to Dodge County as the director after finishing grad school at UW-Milwaukee, I was acutely aware that there were Dodge County had a very high concentration of mound sites that still existed, and I was very interested in documenting all of those mound sites, and Nitschke Mounds was one of them. It was right around the time that I came here, about 15, 16 years ago, that the Nitschke family had deeded the property over to the Dodge County Parks Department to turn it into a county park. And the Dodge County Parks Department didn't have any real firsthand experience caring for a mound site. And it was right around that time that I had formed the Effigy Mounds Initiative and decided to pick up the torch. So I contacted Bill Ellenbeck, who's the director of the County Parks Department, and we worked out a management plan to care for the mounds in the park. And for really the last six winters, my volunteer crew and I have gone out there to basically work on the 14 mounds that are in the northern third section of the park that had not been cared for yet. And we basically worked from west to east to over five winters to clean out that site of all the invasives, all the trees off the mounds, provide a five-foot buffer to each mound, and identify any native species of plants and trees that were kept. And one thing that we've learned over the last decade or so is that it's a better practice to keep the mature tree canopy on the site that's indigenous to the site, because that helps to keep the invasive species from overrunning a site. And there were part of sites at Lizard Mound State Park and at Nitschke that had been completely clear cut with the hope that they would turn that back into Oak Savanna Prairie. Well, the problem with that is that if you don't have the resources to continuously work towards that goal, within a season, those sites can be completely overrun again, and then you're back to square one. So you have to have the resources to do it. And the way the Burial Sites Protection Act is written in Wisconsin is that you can't have any subsurface disturbance of the mound site proper. So what we do is we cut those stumps flush to the ground or flush to the mound surface, and then treat them, and then continue to monitor that on a seasonal basis.
Wow, that is a lot of work, and it's a lot of documentation as well. Why are invasive species, invasive plants, so bad for these ancient mounds?
Well, it's just one of those things where, you know, if you leave a forested area that has invasive species like buckthorn, I mean, they just completely take over the entire forested area. And their root system is so invasive that it's very difficult to eradicate some of these invasive woody species. And they do impact the integrity of the mounds if they're on top of the mounds with their root systems. And so, yeah, it's best to cut those things back to keep the larger trees off the mounds, because you know, like I said, eventually those trees mature and they die and then they fall. And I've been on many, many mound sites around the state where this is happening, where actual ancient burials have been exposed from trees tipping over. And another site we're working on is up in Chetek, Wisconsin, where they have a site that's called the Pleasant Plain Mound Group. That's a very ancient conical burial mound site that is very overgrown. And last Saturday, we had our first care day up there, where we had 15 volunteers from the Effigy Mounds Initiative show up to start to work on that site as well. And that site had a lot of mounds that were also pitted into by relic hunters in the distant past. So those mounds were compromised from an erosional standpoint. And so we're working to eventually try to shore up those issues as well.
We talked recently with Ho-Chunk Elder Richie Brown about his work surveying and marking mounds around the state. And let's listen to what he said about the importance of these mounds.
These sites have a lot of power, have a lot of energy. And that's why you have to be real careful and respectful of what you do there, too. But it's some amazing stuff, and that's what we're trying to do, to leave something for the younger generation.
Kurt, how do you go about doing this work respectfully as a non-tribal member?
Well, that's a good question. And what I've always done is reached out to the tribes, especially the Ho-Chunk, and I know Bill Quackenbush, the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer of the Ho-Chunk, very well, and several other Ho-Chunk members that I've consulted with over the years to, get their input about what they thought was appropriate and what wasn't appropriate to do on these mound sites. And I'll be honest with you, there have been some instances where I've been approached by Native American people that didn't think it was appropriate that people like me that are not Native American work on these mound sites. But from my experience with dealing with mounds for the better part of the last 30 plus years, it's been my experience that the more people are educated about the mounds, the better that they're protected. It's also my belief that these mounds are all part of our unique cultural heritage as a people in Wisconsin. And I firmly believe that it's all of our responsibilities to take care of these mounds. About 80 to 85% of the mounds that once existed have been destroyed. And there's only about 3,300 to 3,400 effigy mounds left. Mm. And that's not really a large number, even though it seems like a large number. And many of these sites are still threatened. And as you know, archaeological resources are a non-renewable resource. And once they're destroyed, they're gone forever. So I think it's part of our collective cultural heritage that all of us care for these sites at this point.
Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here anytime, and thank you for having me.
That was Kurt Sampson, director and curator of the Dodge County Historical Society Museum, founder of the Effigy Mounds Initiative. We talked with him about efforts to preserve and care for indigenous burial mounds. Earlier, we heard from Sarah Tomlin, who leads the Historic Preservation Association for the Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum in Milwaukee, and their plans to care for two mounds that were recently rediscovered in the cemetery.